Today's perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Beit, perek Tetvav. We're at the 15th perek, and we have still horrors to go through in order to be at the end of the curses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pronounced through Natan HaNavi on David. So we were told that there's going to be four losses in his home. So far, according to the Gemara, we've witnessed three of them, if we include Tamar. So we have the death of Yeled, the death of Amnon, and the destruction of Tamar, the devastation of Tamar. One to go, because you got to pay four times back for a keves, as poor David was gozer on himself. And the next step we saw was already prepared yesterday. What happened yesterday is that it was Yoav whose interest in Avshalom, that appears later, as the Gemara points out, he was always interested in Avshalom. It's just that Lach Luchito Shel David Kayemet. And he viewed Avshalom as a better contender for the future of the Malchut, brought him back to Yerushalayim, and dropped him at that point. The fascinating end of the perek, and if you really think about the historical implications of this, the fascinating end of the perek is Avshalom uncovers his personality. And the way that he does this is in a fashion that stands historically as the ultimate contrast to Malchus Beis David. There's a story that we're going to get to later on of David, who's in a position of needing to save his life and the lives of his soldiers by destroying someone else's field of seoring. Remarkable. The Gemara in Baba Kama goes through the whole story of his not wanting to be accepted that psak of the Sanhedrin. Lamaisa, his question was, the way the Gemara in Baba Kama put it, you may recall, can I be matzil myself al yedei mamon shel chavero? Can a person save himself by stealing someone else's money? The Sanhedrin paskin, you cannot. However, since you are a melech, and a melech is poreitz, do whatever you want to do. And he refused to utilize eminent domain. He saved with Mesiris Nefesh somebody else's chalkat saurim, is the lashon in Divrei Hayomim. Later on, it's going to say adashim, but that's what the Gemara discusses. There's a reason for that change. He was going to pay it back even. And he still wouldn't do it. He was going to pay it back without adashim, maybe. It was saurim. Okay. Exactly the same story comes up here, where Avshalom, this is a very strange way to get somebody's attention, to burn down his chalkat seorim, isn't it? But what happens? Yoav comes and sits like a little lemachal. Why'd you burn down? Because I told you to come. I didn't come. So what does that mean? Am I a king or am I not? If I am, you should have come. If I'm not, sue me. And Yoav walks away and brings him back to David. That's a very dangerous kind of setup, and leads directly to the next words, which are the beginning of the actual rebellion of Avshalom. And it's just astounding that he gets into position by exposing himself as being a careless despot over other people's possessions, utilizing whatever kochot would be given to him. And this Yoav finds to be acceptable and more of the nature of Malchut that soft-hearted David is. That's pretty remarkable. We're going to also have to take into consideration that this entire next perek is only conceivable if there's a tremendous groundswell of distaste for David. And we pointed out before that that happens only after the story of Bathsheba. Remember that as long as we could say the words that Vayi David Oseh Mishpat Utzdakal Chalamo, that was something that the pasuk is made on him, and that everybody accepted, for better or for worse. If I'm Yotze Zakai, I'm Yotze Chayav, the Gemara asks, how can it be for everybody? I mean, what do you mean, how can it be for everybody? Because even the guy who comes out of the Beit Din Chayav, if he couldn't afford it, David would say, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. But the din is din. We got to know who's in the right. We have to talk about justice. The position, the moral position of justice was eroded for David by the Maaseh Bathsheba. That seems clear. That now that he was willing to rationalize, even though it used the justice, Mi'ikar HaDin, but that type of Mi'ikar HaDin justice is pogea in the nature of the Mishpat HaMelech. So that doesn't work. And therefore, other things start coming to the surface. For instance, the fact that his kivush was a kivush yachid. If his kivush was a kivush yachid, imagine what you would have felt about that kivush yachid. You would have felt that you have no interest in this. You have no interest in the taxes that are involved. You have no interest in the army service that's involved. We could be at peace. We were at peace. And because David is given this message that you're an ish milchama, but your son, who is an ish shalom, will build the Beit HaMikdash, now all of a sudden we're going off on these military adventures, which don't even have the justification of being the din of Kivush Haaretz. But because you decide, and that's the Lashon, to be marbe the covet of the melech, that's Kivush Yach. So you've decided. Excellent, excellent modern example. That's really what cost Sharon his whole mamad for quite some time, his position as being reliable in the Tzibur. We weren't interested in going into Beirut and into all of the, look what happened to you, this is the Sabra Vishatulia, and so on. This is clearly bothering people. But that's all very nice in terms of the rest of the country. Okay, I mean, we know from the beginning there were problems. There were problems in terms of Binyamin. And everybody was with Binyamin. Okay, so it could be that there was always the sense of the justification of David as Melech as opposed to the higher class Malchus of Shaul, which came out in the time of Michal, and the way that David responded to her. That's not necessarily Lefi Ta'amam of all the people who wanted a Melech. They wanted a Melech who's going to be a nice guy. They wanted a Melech who's going to be a little kid that sits around with his music and plays. A nerd who every once in a while turns into this big, great gibor and snatches things away from giants and goes back to the little boy again. That's not exactly what we were looking for. It was all very nice when we were singing songs about the heroism of David, but we just saw David lying in bed in Yerushalayim in the afternoon while everybody else is doing the work. This is no longer the hero. So on any level, certainly the other Shvatim are not too happy. Now, contrast that with what used to be David's positions among the Zikne Yehuda and the Achim that he had in Yehuda, where, in fact, Yehuda was his focus. Where was Yehuda's focus? Hebron. He just built Brasilia. That's what he did. I mean, in modern terms, he leaves the traditional center of power of Yehuda, and he goes to some new capital that's a national capital, is not even part of Yehuda. It's not even maybe Yerushat HaShvatim at all. It's this special DC. And now this is where he's going to make his capital. What does that say about us who were his traditional power base? So now he really has nobody. He doesn't have the moral authority. He doesn't have the military authority. What authority does he have? He doesn't even have the traditional authority. So he is, in fact, in a very vulnerable place. It's not a coincidence that Yoav wanted Avshalom around. Because remember that Yoav, as Mr. Malchut Yehuda, and that's all that he cares about, he couldn't care less about David as a person. He couldn't care less about Avshalom as a person. But the bottom line is, I'd rather have Mr. Universe, who's got the guts to do what he's got. You know what? It's not bad that you burnt down my field. That's the kind of thing that I would look for in a Melech. Okay, fair enough. I'll go to David for you. Knowing full well that going to David might spell the end of the Malchus of David. But at least it'll put Avshalom where he needs to be. And that's exactly what happens. He presents, first of all, with the Yishat Koit, this whole sob story about Avshalom, which is really ridiculous. First of all, the guy's a murderer, and a murderer is not really suitable for him. He's not suitable to be in any kind of position. So you're saying, but he's not technically a murderer. Well, he was enough of a murderer. The Malach had a right to kill him for murder, as the Rambam says. So now that's the guy where normally a guy goes to Galut, a complete accident. He's never put back into a position of authority. A person that manslaughter comes his way, and a person takes out a contract on somebody, that's the kind of guy you want as the king. Because you like his looks and you like his authoritative stance. What does this harken back to? Harkens back to the original Bakashat HaMalchut. It's the kind of thing that we want to see, not the kind of very subtle emergent property of society and beliefs and vision and so on. That's what it harkens back to. So now we've got David going all the way, regressing to the very early years of the post-Shoftim, pre-Melachim period. And we're going to see how, in a beautiful, beautiful fashion, the Pusik makes dramatic unbelievably dramatic reference to that effect with just a couple of words. It's stunning, the literary power of the way that this was written. It's just, it's awesome. So Vayim Me'acharechem means it's a direct result of that last story. It's not only Acharechem, it's Me'acharechem. Direct consequences of the story of burning down that Chelkat HaSadeh. And Yoav bringing him right back into the center of power. Vayaslo Avshalom Merkava V'susim. Now Avshalom's on a high. So now he's getting himself a stable full of jaguars. V'chamishim Ishratzim Lefanav. He's got a whole stable of runners. This guy is heavy duty, but he's going to work the precinct, let me tell you. He's not going to let anybody else do it for him. V'ishkim Avshalom. He got up early in the morning. Every morning. V'amar al derech ha-shaar. The shaar is always a representation of Sanhedrin. So he stood there at the gates. People would be coming in. Oh, my dear friend, he would say. So where do you come from? Well, shalom aleichem. We haven't seen a guy from the peripheries in years. No kidding. I remember, well, of course, sure. Eretz Tov it was, right? Yes, of course. What's your business today? Oh, dear, you're not going to get a hearing from, unfortunately, I don't want to say it, but my own sister didn't exactly get a hearing from her father. You're not going to be better off than my sister was, let me tell you. That got me into trouble, but what can you do for justice? You suffer. So, v'ishkim avshalom v'amad ayah derech hashar, v'yikol ish ashiyelo riv lavol ha-melech l'mishpat. After all, that's part of what the melech is for. L'shoftenu. Yishpateinu Malkeinu, Mishpatei David, Mishpatei Shlomo, Vayi David Oseh Tzedakah, Mishpatu Tzedakah. So they're coming to the Melech Mishpat. Vayikrav Shalom Elav, Vayomer, my friend, Eize Mizeir, Eize Mizeir Ata. Where do you come from? Vayomer, you would never have heard of my city. It's one of these Shiftei Yisrael out there, you know, all the way up north. What are you talking about? I go up there for vacations all the time. Wow, I mean, this is, I hear what you're saying. There's no question. That is definitely, I mean, you're in the right, there's no question about it. Unfortunately, you're never going to be able to even have a chance of presenting this. I mean, they're going to find some kind of legal reason why you can't. It's all in the small print today. You don't have a big lawyer. I'm really sorry. What a shame. If only it would be me that you could present this to. I could really do it. Well, you know how it is. Vayomer Avshalom, mi yisim eni shofet baratz. If I were the one who were doing justice. Ve'alai yavo kol ish asher lo riv u'mishpat. Everybody would come my way, v'yitzdaktiv. You notice nobody would go out high. If everybody would be, that's how they go. Oh, man. That's chicken in every pot. No raise taxes. Everybody's right. And how can everybody write? You're right, too. The old... It's great. People would come to do him honor. I mean, it's the prince, the crown prince. He would grab the guy. No, chas for shalom, who am I? And he would kiss him. Ziklov and Ashaklo, my friend. How could you even think of bowing down to me? I am nothing but a friend and caring heart. Eventually, he touched everybody. And in this way, this is the ultimate gnevat da'at. This is gnevat ha'lev. And so it was at the end of 40 years that Avshalom says the end of 40 years. David was only king for 40 years. How could it be the end of 40 years? Says the Medrash. This is so stunning. It can only mean at the end of 40 years from the Bakashat HaMalchut. Why in the world would we measure things? And so 40 years later, we're back where we started from. Everybody is looking for what they can get out of the Malchut. There's no more Malchut. So now we can reject the melech that we were asking. My Yoshienu Zeh, exactly what we said about Shaul. So it took 40 years for the unnerving reality that nobody was willing to face up to at the time to break out into the open. It was a absolutely fatal way of having asked for the malchut, and therefore it founded the malchut on things that would mean it can't work. That original bakasha cannot turn into from Shaul into David and expect that everything is going to be fine. Rotten foundations give you rotten buildings. And therefore, the malchut is no longer salvageable. Unbelievable. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And it was at the end of 40 years. It like slaps you over the face. Can you imagine the power of just those words? And so it was at the end, that's always miketz, when things finally come up to the surface. And it's always 40. That's the mikan she'en adam omed al sof dat rabo ad 40 shana. Or it takes 40 days to find out that you're pregnant and you've been sleeping with the guy. You know, it's things like this. So this is the 40 days of Yitzirat Avalat. So vayim miketz 40 shana, vayomer Avshalom al ha-melech. And so Avshalom says to the king, Yelchana, vashalem et nidri, asher nadarti ladunai, Hebron. I need to go to Hebron. Why do I need to go to Hebron? I mean, this was not a time in which you needed to go to Hebron to bring a korban. So the Gemara says, in Hebron they had the highest quality kvasim, and he, as the Nazir Olam, in once a year, in which he would do his thing and give it to Yad Eliezer, and, you know, would bring korbanas and so on. So he says to, as the Gemara points out, he says to David HaMelech, he says, you know, the only thing that I ever dreamt of was being back with you, close to you, here in Yerushalayim, and I was there for years, you know. They were really rough years, Dad, when you didn't want to see me. And that was all I dreamt of. And I said, if I ever get back here, I'm going to bring Karbanos. It's time for me to really be Yotze that netter. I finally feel I've arrived in your happy presence. So ki neder nadar avdecha b'shifti b'gishur ba'aram lemor im yashov yeshiveni Adonai Yerushalayim ve'avadti et Adonai. V'ayom alo ha-melech, that is so touching. Lech b'shalom, go drop dead. Well, actually the Gemara says, if you ever tell a guy lech b'shalom, there's only one way for a person to be in peace, and that's the peace of the grave, that's the Palestinian peace. So lech b'shalom. And that's the Gemara's medayik because where we had the Yitro says to Moshe Lech b'shalom alav yitzliach. David says to Avshalom Lech b'shalom alach v'nitla. He ended up being hung. That was the end of him. But there's an indication of the meaning of that, because if you really believe that somebody is b'shalom, he's basically dead, because it means he's already nobody alive. The way you say death in Hebrew, kinoch nafshe, when he stopped struggling, basically. That's the peace of the dead. Life is struggle. If he tells his son Avshalom these words, it means that he really picks up. This is a spoiled brat who doesn't struggle. He wants everything his way. And in saying that, it was clear what, in the end, would happen to him. Yes, Rav Feli.
That Shmuel told when he was scared for his life, for Shaul, he HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to pretend that he was going to give him
korban.
Korban.
Oh, that's interesting. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes, and not only does he go, but he asks David, as Chazal teach us, for a couple of guys to take along with him. Doesn't want to go as the prince all by himself. So he'd like some of the members of Sanhedrin with him, a little bit of covet. Okay, says David, he calls in the secretary, send a message to, who would you like to go? I don't know, just leave it blank. I can't, and we'll see who's around. Okay, so write out two messages, I'll figure it out. He then goes to 200 people, shows each one of them, you know, look, Melech said, here's the thing, I just didn't put your name in yet, no, just get ready, let's go. And he does this to 200 Rosh Sanhedrin. So now everybody is convinced that the king said that they're supposed to go along with it. So these people go with him. And then, Vayishlach, so Vayokom Vayelach Hebron, Vayishlach Avshalom Raglim B'chol Shiftei Yisrael Emor. So he's got his guys, you see, all over, that have been planning this rebellion for years now. And he says, Kishomachem et kol ha-shofar ve'amartem malach Avshalom b'chevron. And when you hear the signal, that's the sign. I'm taking over. These guys were invited, have no idea that any of this is happening, and they're just going along with him as part of what they think is an honor to David HaMelech. And there, they suddenly find themselves trapped with this guy, V'lo yadu kol davar. So Chazal say, these guys, their tefillah was, may God help us, because if David wins, he'll never be angry at us. If Avshalom wins, he's going to wipe out everybody that was ever part of David. So they knew who they were dealing with. Vayishlach Avshalom et Achitofel ha-Giloni yo'etz David bi'iro mi'gilo b'zovcho et azivachim. And this is the worst, as we'll see in David's opinion, this was the end. He takes David's personal advisor, which as we'll see later on, this was a guy who never missed the mark. You would ask the Urim V'Tumim, it was exactly what Achitofel said. God himself couldn't have given you better answers. And Achitofel would say, listen, this is what you got to do, but don't ask me. Ask the Urim V'Tumim. It was always right. So now he sends out Achitofel. Remember that Achitofel is Bathsheba's grandfather. So this is certainly an undercurrent where the immorality that is David's problem now, Matayamut ve'avad shmo, is definitely eating at Achitofel's own heart in terms of his rationalizations, whether this is the guy that we really want to be king. So his very personal advisor, Achitofel, takes him and makes him part of Yiha Kesher Amitz. This was a very well-planned, very strong, and very, very serious attack on David. Kabul, yeah. The Am Holech V'Rav, and more people are streaming in, joining Avshalom, figuring it's a done deal. There's no way he can lose. He's got Achitofel. There's no way he can lose. Vayavo HaMagid al David Leimor, Haya Lev Ish Yisrael Acharei Avshalom. Somebody comes running back and tells David something's going on. Everybody is following Avshalom. If you think that David was as dumb as he appeared when he was so kind to Avshalom, we find out that that's not the case at all. Vayomer David Lechol, it's all he has is a little bit of information. Whether Avshalom is a danger to him, or whether Avshalom wants to be appointed as the Yoresh Etzer, as the Arba Bernal thinks, well, that's not what David thinks. So Vayomer David Lechol Avadav Asher Ito B'Yerushalayim, David says to everyone with him in the city, out of here, fast. Kumu v'nivracha, the faster we get out of here, the more of a chance we have of survival. Because let me tell you something. There's not going to be one living soul that's going to be able to survive this. Maharu lalechet, and just get, leave your stuff behind, just go. Pen yimaher v'yisigono, because if he comes fast, v'idiach aleinu et hara'a, say Chazal, that means he'll treat us like a nira nidachet. I promise you. He'll tear the entire city down if he has to. He'll burn every last building in this city. He couldn't care less. We're all dead meat. It's out of here or forget it. V'ka ir l'fichara, he'll murder the entire city. So, I mean, if anybody's going to survive, it's only if we rerun. If we're out of here, so then the women and children can survive too. Otherwise, everybody's dead.
Where's all the soldiers and the army?
He knew that if Avshalom felt he was ready to move, it means he's ready to move big. Doesn't matter. David had his standing army. This guy's got the whole country. What's David going to do in Yerushalayim? Going to siege? So that eventually he'll destroy everybody, starve them to death. He'll kill everyone. There's no question about it. So he knows Avshalom, but good. He doesn't need much evidence that that's what's coming. He knows that's what's coming. That's a clear indication that there was never any kind of fooling himself about what this boy was like. Vayetze HaMelech V'chol Beito Baraglav, they're all on foot. He leaves his family behind. There they are in the house of Merchak. As I'll say, what does that mean? It means that there's times when someone who was Mikurav, whose Bayit is now Meruchak, in the sense that you can't believe anything about your previous status. Maybe you were a very good friend. Well, you're not anymore. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you a bayit, well, you're now in the Beit HaMerchak. You might as well be an enemy. V'chol avadav ovrim ha'yado, everybody that cared about him, is with him, passing now with him. V'chol ha'kreti, v'chol ha'pleiti, if we learn Bepashtus, the kreti, the pleiti, with the special archers and that he had trained, and the slingshot guys. The deeper meaning, the kreti u'pleiti, is the Roshi Sanhedriot, and the fact that these are the people that are clear and can give a psak halacha that's absolutely reliable. But again, here too, the targum is the kashtaya nekilaya, which refers to soldiers. V'chol hagitim sheish meot ish asher bo baraglo migat, all of the guys who had been with him back in Gat, the guys that had gone through that those early years with David, those are the only guys he could count on. 600 people that we were talking about in the early days that were going through hell with him, those were the ones that were over him, Opnei HaMelech. And Itai Hagiti, who wasn't even Jewish, never been mitkayer, he was the one that they used, according to the Gemara, to be Mevatel L'shem Avodah Zarah from the crown that he had taken in Ammon. So Itai Hagiti is coming with him. Vayomer HaMelech Itai, give it to you, crazy. You don't have to do this. You shouldn't be with this. And here he says the most astonishing word, Shuv v'shev im HaMelech. Meaning, he's calling Avshalom the Melech. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, the Malchut isn't mine. If people have decided that I'm worthless, fine. He's the king they want, he's the king. You want to be loyal to the king, go be loyal to the king. And if you think that you can't stand the guy's guts and you don't believe him worthy of being a king, go back home. You have a home. Kinochriata. Well, you think people are going to be kind to you when I'm running? Who knows if that isn't part of the whole problem? I mean, we're going back now to the days of Beit Lecha. We have no room for Nochrim. We don't sell breakfast to people like you. Go back home. If you're going into Galut, you feel it's a Galut to leave me, you're going back to your own people. What do you care? You certainly don't have to be running around hoping for mercy along with me. Tomorrow, Baruch, I mean, you just got here. And I, Hayom Aniacha. Today you have to go now to be dragged along. Imanu Lalechet. Vani Alecha Lasharani. I don't know idea where I'm going. You ask me where I'm heading, I can't tell you. I can't tell you where I'm going to sleep tonight. You're going to come with me for what? I'll tell you. Shuv. Go back home. Take all the other people from God. Take them back. Hashevet Achecha Imach. Chesed v'yemet, believe me, I believe that everything you did, I see as a tremendous chesed. It's not that I don't appreciate, I deeply appreciate what you want to do. I mean, I just think it's stupid. Vayan itai et hamelech vayomer, I swear to God. Chai Adonai v'chai Adonai hamelech. Ki bimkom asher yesham Adonai hamelech. Look, wherever you are, and this is mamish the words, oh no, of root to Naomi. Im lamavet im lechayim. Nothing is going to take me away from you. Hisham ye avdecha. That's where I will be, for better or for worse. Vayomer David el Itai. Okay. Leich v'avor. Fine. Then come ahead. Vayavor Itai agiti v'chol anashav v'chol atafich asher ito. He's traveling with his whole family, his kids. I mean, he knows he can't leave them behind. The commies will kill the family. That's classic situation. V'chol ha'aretz bochim kol gadol. Everybody is in a state of utter shock, devastation. People are crying at the top of their voices. V'chol ha'am ovrim. Anybody who cared about David is leaving. V'amelach over benach ha'kidron on foot. V'chol ovrim al'am ovrim al'panei derech et amidbar. They're headed out to the wilderness, to Midbar Yehuda. V'inei gam tzadok v'chol ha'levim ito. Nos'im et aron brita Elohim. And comes along now Tzadok and the Levim. Who cared about the Aron? The only one who cared about the Aron was David. He was the one who built the oil for the Aron. They feel the Aron, we're going to leave the Aron behind. The Aron is David's own contribution to the ultimate structure of a Beit HaMikdash, and it's got to come with us. Vayatziku et Aron Elohim. They set the Aron to the side to allow everybody to go by. Vayal Eviatar. Now, Chazal tell us the word Vayal Eviatar is an extremely meaningful moment. The only thing that was keeping the original Beit Eli in position of the Kuna was Eviatar. It was the only escapee, you'll remember, from Novi Rakhani. And therefore, David, feeling that very personal responsibility for everything that had happened in Nov, made him, the Kohen Gadol, made sure that he would be always protected with David. At this moment, Eviatar was asked to ask from the Urim V'Tumim, and he wasn't answered. So David understood that he could only protect Eviatar so long as he was in the position of being Melech. At that point, Eviatar is out of his hands, and Eviatar lost the kahuna. Lemaisa, until Shlomo, it wasn't official, Shlomo actually made now Tzadok, the Bnei Tzadok, the Kohanim. Because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been Mavir, Beit Eli. It was David's personal responsibility of Novi HaKohanim that led him to protect Beit Eli and Nov. But at this point, Vayal Eviatar means he flipped up and out. He was no longer suitable for the Kohen, and Tzadok took his place. Vayomer HaMelech v'Tzadok, no way. put this Aron back. Hashevet Aron Elohim Ha'ir. What's the matter with you? Well, you think that the Aron comes with me? That's ridiculous. It's not private property. If I find favor in God's eyes that he brings me back here and gives me the schus to see his home, fine, then I'll see the Aron. It's my business to take the Aron. And if, in effect, what God says is, I can't stand that guy anymore, I don't want you, so fine. What do I need life for anyway? I'm here, whatever I am. Do whatever you want with me. I'm not going to go look out for myself. If God cares, he cares. If he doesn't care, why do I care? Look, if you think what I'm saying makes sense, I can't even tell you what to do. I'm not a melech anymore. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Because the pusik is saying what he isn't saying. That's the point. It's saying this is the reason that he is indeed melech. He himself is not asserting any malchut at all. It's that dissonance that is actually bringing out the very nekuda. It was the fact, lechi trapez, that we had today. That is the ultimate lechi trapez. Me, I'm going to take the arm, I'm going to give orders, I'm going to accept people's loyalty. You don't owe me anything. Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you've done for me. Chesed v'amet, don't screw up your life for me. Don't take out the arm for me. Don't go into trouble for me. Now look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I think, if you agree, haro'eata, what a weird thing to say. Would you agree that shuva yir b'shalom, that you just go back home, your son and Eviatar's son, you both get out of here, won't be under suspicion. Avshalom will think that you've brought the Aron back to him, rescued the Aron from his cruel father that undoubtedly wanted to take the Aron for himself. And then you can send messages back and forth with me and act as a fifth column in the city. That's what I would suggest, if you think that's a good idea. Shuva ir b'shalom, v'achimatz bincha, your son, Achimatz, and Eviatar's son, Yonatan, shnei v'deichem itchem, take them back. And look, I'm going to wait for word, because I don't know what to do. I don't know what's happening in the city. Re'u, anochi mitma'amea be'aravot hamidbar. I am going to wait at the very last place, at the place where we go from settled territory into the wilderness until I hear from you. Ad bo davar mi'imachem la'agidle. So they did that. Vayashav tzodok ve'vyatar et aron Elohim Yerushalayim vayeshvu sham. They sit there pretending to be perfectly happy with the Baruch Hashem, the David oleh b'ma'aleh hazitim. We know exactly where that is. Right? That's where you were yesterday. So David is up there walking up the derech of ma'aleh hazitim oleh u'bocheh v'rosh lo chafui which meant that he was bekabel nidui on himself. This is the act of a person who's in nidui. Take off his clothes, take off his head covering, and he's crying and treating himself as absolutely useless. This is the Chazal asked in many places. Here it says oleh boche, and in Tehillim about this moment it says mizmor leDavid b'borcho me'avshalom beno. Which one was it? Was it oleh boche? Or was it mizmor? And what's the point of mizmor? Well, it's crazy. What do you mean mizmor leDavid b'borcho? There's many, many different midrashic answers to that. One answer is he said when I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him that hinei mekim alecha ra'ami beitecha, I thought God only knows. I mean a mamzer. I mean thank God it's Avshalom. Could be a heck of a lot worse. There's another beautiful medrash, though, that if I think about the way that other people went through this experience, I can only be happy. I mean, look at this. It's a vision of the future. Elio is going to have to run al nafsho. Where does he go? To some cave somewhere. Moshe has to run. He ends up God knows where with all those midrashim, with Kush and this. And that. He's running for his life. Yaakov runs away. Doesn't have one soul with him. Everything that he has is taken away from him as he passes into Stearam. Look at me. I've got friends. I've got people who care. Thank God. So on the one hand, there's the acceptance of Nidui, and that's the thing that's mischapron.
Is he abdicating the throne?
No, he's accepting the fact that there's no way to be a melech without an am. Ain't melech below am. We're going to pretend to be a melech. I'm not a melech. This is the ultimate tikkun for the She'ilat HaMalchut. That's why it says, at the end of Arba'im Shana, where until now everything is in the hands of God still, we'll send Shmuel, it'll be Moshe Ardavid, and this is the end of that. Now, it's entirely a function of what happens. No more anybody's running things.
I just want to clarify the next question, for his response.
Am I a melech in exile, or I'm out, finished?
Waiting to hear the final decision.
I'm nothing. So what are you saying? I'm pointing out to you. The words haro'e'ata are a drastic thing. I will not tell you to do this, even though this could save my life. If you think it's the right thing to do, do it. What kind of crazy thing? There's no commands. He's like, you know, I'm out of here. The one I call the Melech is Avshalom. It's unbelievable. And so they do this. David's walking. And then somebody gives David the news. The David Igid, someone tells David Lemor, Achitofel Pakoshremim Avshalom. Now he knows that's the end. Vayomer David, so David just cries out now. Takarish Baruch Hu, oh my God. Sakelnat Atzat Achitofel Adonai. Somehow or other, make him stupid, just once. Vayi David Bad Ruad Harosh Asher Yishtachave Sham Lelohim. So Gemara says this was an unbelievable story. The Rosh Asher Yishtachave Lelohim. That's only could mean Avodah Zarah. It's a bomot. It's places of, that's what it says. Al Rosh Kol Givah. I mean, what does that mean? David was going out to worship Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what he was doing. He was going out to worship Avodah Zarah. Why? He said, look, this is such a chilul Hashem. I mean, a guy like me should be put into this position. The Melech Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Moshiach leaves from Yerushalayim with his own son wanting to kill him. People are going to say there's no justice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice is off the wall. I don't want to be the agent for people saying that. I'd rather people say, David HaMelech all along was a secret Christian. God finally punished him and exposed him. I don't care. Let people say that, but they shouldn't be saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just. Yeah. He was going to pretend to re-worship Avodah Zarah. Let people say, I went to church. And it was at that moment, V'nei likrato Chushi Ha'arki, Chushai Ha'arki. Chushai is coming to meet him. The Chushai is now this friend. This is Rosh Sanhedrin. Karua kuntantova adama rosho. He's in complete avelut. So the Gemara says, he's saying, what, are you crazy? Chushai tells him, Melech shekamotcha yavod Avodah Zarah. So you're going to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. So David HaMelech says to him, Melech Kamoni, Yargeno Beno. I just found out that Achitofel is hopeless. So if I'm going to die anyway, so let me die as a Rasha. People will be convinced that it was well deserved. What can I do? So I'll be Moser my good name also. Says Chushai to him, what's the matter? You went and you married a Fastor, I understand. Fastor says David, the Torah says it's mutter. What are you, crazy? You're going to say now, don't do what the Torah says is okay to do. Says Chushai, no. I'm telling you what the Torah is saying. What's the next pasuk? Liish ben Soreru Moreh. From there you're darshan smuchim. You don't darshan smuchim. So you see, if you take a Fastor, you can only expect this. Adarab, it's a Kiddush Hashem. So everybody will say, you see? Doesn't matter. David HaMelech got what was coming to him. No, he doesn't have a deserve it because he did. Keneged HaYetzer. So Lo Dibra Torah Keneged HaYetzer. Vayomer Lo David. So David says to him, okay, you're right. Baruch Hashem, you saved me. David saw the coming of Hinei Likrato Chushai HaArki as being the solution. There was only one person that was on the Madrega of respect and Chochma of Achitofel. And that was Chushai HaArki. Achitofel was greater, but Chushai was at least a competitor. So that, what does it mean? Why do we call him an Arki? So there's many different Lashons. Arki is a Lashon of Archion, the arch representative, the greatest of his. Okay, so one man Yomar says that's the Pshat. He was the greatest of the Arkim, he was the greatest of the Sarim of David. And therefore, in coming in this sense, he now knew that he was okay. The other man Yomar says, no, what it means is Arki is a Lashon of Marpeva Aruka. That means being saved, being healed. So he sees Chushai HaArki as being the healer. Meaning, now I know there's hope. If he's here, somebody, there's a solution. And he immediately realized that the answer to his tefillah was at this moment. He said, God, do something about Achitofel. All of a sudden, the last person on earth that he expected to meet up here shows up. Oh my God, that's the answer to my prayers. So by Yomelo David, let me tell you something. Imavarte iti, vaiti alai, ayita alai lamasa. You're going to come with me? So, what's it going to help me? It's just going to be another burden. You can't help me here. If you go back to Yerushalayim and you join Avshalom, Imair tashuv v'amartal Avshalom, Avdecha ani Hamelech, I, king, am your servant, in the same way that I was a yet Eved, in the same way I was Eved Avicha ani me'az va'ad, me'az v'ata ani Avdecha, from then, me'az I was his servant, ata ani Avdecha, to me the Malchus is not a person. To be the Malchus is whoever is the Melech. You have nothing to I mean, nothing's personal. It's entirely a loyalty to the crown. You can be certain I'm loyal to the crown. What do I care what the crown is? It's none of my business. Then, says Davitim, there's a chance that you could be the agency by which they won't get me. If they follow Achitofel, there's nothing I can do to survive, because he's going to figure out precisely where my vulnerabilities are. The only thing that can be done is you have to figure out what Avshalom wants to hear. And that's the only way that you're going to get him to ignore Achitofel. That requires a genius. Say something that he wants to hear in a fascinating way that makes him think he is so great that he could choose between Achitofel and Hushai Arki, the guy who was going to have everybody be right. Well, now he's got a choice. Let's see if he's right. That's the only hope. Well, that we discussed, it could be because of Batsheva, but obviously, if we look at the broader story of Achitofel, Achitofel is the ultimate competitor. He is a sotan, is the way I understand it. He's the guy that would rather that everything go wrong in order that in the end he can come to the rescue. This is the famous story. It goes all the way back to David's commitment to build the Beit HaMikdash. Right? So David actually digs the foundation of the Beit HaMikdash. And he touches that rock, right? And the waters start coming up. And he says, can anybody pass him whether we have a right to put in the Shem HaShem here to prevent it from coming up? Nobody says anything. So David says, if somebody knows and isn't talking, he should choke to death, which is exactly what happens in the next parak. Achitofel chokes to death. And it was over that he choked to death. So then he comes up, Achitofel, and he says, well, it's a Kal Vachomer from a Sota. And if I hadn't said he should choke to death, what would have happened? Well, what happened is we would have waited a couple of hours for David HaMelech to be exposed as a fraud so that he doesn't know what to do. And suddenly Achitofel, the hero, comes on the scene and takes the stone, throws it into, and everything stops. And now it's Achitofel is the winner. So it means that the man is nothing but a mekaneh for himself from the very beginning. If he can now be the guy that's the kingmaker, what could be better? He's the only guy that knows what's going on. This attempt to put Hushai HaArki in instead of him was the death sentence for him. The moment, and that's exactly what Achitofel perceives. If Avshalom chooses Hushai over me, that's suicide. And he goes, he commits suicide on the spot because he knows where that's going. So it's amazing. It's either all or nothing. This was like the ultimate wager of Achitofel.
Was Achitofel like
a genius? An incredible genius. He was from the greatest Gedolim in history. Only Yeravon, Benavat, Doeg, Adomi, and Achitofel are in the level of that. Kingmaker is always more powerful than the king. V'halo imchasham. Now listen, I want to tell you this. There are spies that are there, and you can communicate with me. There's Tzadok and Aviatar Kohanim. You should know that they are there as my agents. V'yakol ha'davar shetishma b'beit ha'melech. You're going to be taken into the inner circle immediately, because they need you. You get the message. Tagit the Tzadok v'Aviatar Kohanim. So you say, so what good is that? I'll tell you. Hinei sham yimab shnei v'neihem. Achimatz the Tzadok v'yonatan l'Aviatar. Each of them has a son with them who is ready to risk their lives to get the message to me. U'shlachtem b'yadam elai kol davar shetishmao. Anything that is of relevance, I need to hear from them. Get the message to them, they'll come. So now David is thinking positively for the first time. He really has got somebody there. He now thinks he's not just going to find out what's happening. He's going to find out what's happening in a way that will allow him to actually use it. So vayavo Hushai re'a David ha'ir, the close friend of David. This is where we stress. We now understand that Hushai is uniquely intimate with David. He goes into the city, and now Avshalom is on his way in, meaning Yavo Yerushalayim, he has made that determination. He's going to enter the city now as a triumphant new king to take over the capital.